Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello, baby!
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, a couple of Elvis covers from Magnatech and The Terror Surfs. The Supertones covering The Surf Raiders. The Gripweeds covering The Monkees. Greg Townsend covering The Honeys. Plus, we've got rockers from El Borco, Laloof and the Woohoo, The Curettes, Dave Del Monte, a trio of tunes with a searching theme from The Ray Beats, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, and The Margraves. Beth Riley has a deep track from The Beach Boys. We board the Catch a Wave time machine for the week ending April the 30th, 1966. We drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week, and still there's more. Let's start things off with the latest from The Surf Junkies. It's Barrel Pounder.
Hey, this is Max from The Surf Junkies, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave.
Thank you.
a surf instrumental compilation of Elvis covers called C.C. Rider. It's Magnatech, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. Certainly one of my favorite Elvis tunes as well. We've got another tune from this compilation coming up later, and in future weeks as well. Definitely love this project. Our Jam & James Jukebox selection of the week is a rock and roll instrumental from 1963 on Arlen Records from a one-hit wonder out of Massachusetts. They toured with Dion and Roy Orbison around this time. They appeared on Dick Clark's American Bandstand in October 1963, and the song peaked at number 25 in November of that year. More info and the song coming up later, but right now, here's a bonus track to his Off and Running release. It's Greg Townsend and his cover of the Honey's tune produced by Brian Wilson originally. This is Pray for Surf.
Hey, this is Greg Townsend from Los Straitjackets and The High Risers, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley.
Talking about.
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
Brian, don't!
Oh, well, a bird, bird, bird. But birds are way, well, a bird, bird, bird. But birds are way,
more summer hits.
Oh my god, it's amazing.
Oh yeah.
We'll be right back.
having a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard the latest from Dave Del Monte and the Cross County Boys called Hurricane. El Borco in the mix there as well with head mixer Larry from their project Surf Monster. Up next, a trio of tunes with a searching theme. We got Robert Plant and Allison Krauss, the Ray Beats, and this one from the Margraves from their album Primitive Beat. It's Searching for You.
Yes, you.
Hi, this is Robert Plant.
And this is Allison Krauss. And here's our song, Searching for My Love.
My love, my own true love.
searching for my love.
Searching, searching for my baby.
Searching for the one that I adore.
Searching, searching for my baby.
When I find her,
searching,
I'll never let her go now, baby. No, 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 no.
Searching, searching for my baby.
I'll never let her go now, baby.
Searching, searching for my baby.
No, 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 no.
Searching, searching for my baby.
Ah,
searching.
That's wrapping up a trio of tunes with a searching theme. It's a tune, Searching, by the Ray Beats, featuring Danny Amos, who would later start up Los Straitjackets. Also from their 2021 album, Raise the Roof, Robert Plant and Allison Krauss, covering the Bobby Moore and the Rhythm Aces tune, Searching for My Love. Now, did you see some recent videos of Robert and Allison playing live? Some folks in the band you probably recognize, Dwayne Eddy, James Burton, J.D. McPherson, and others. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is a rock and roll instrumental from 1963 on Arlen Records from a one-hit wonder out of Massachusetts. They toured with Dion and Roy Orbison around this time, and they appeared on Dick Clark's American Bandstand in October 1963, and the song peaked at number 25 in November of that year. They wanted to do some vocal tracks, but the record company said no. Later singles also flopped. The answer and the tune coming up later, but right now it's time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up,
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This cover song can be found on their 1965 album, Beach Boys' Party. The song was written by Phil Spector and Leroy Bates. It was initially recorded by the girl group, The Crystals, in 1961. The Beach Boys' version of it features Brian Wilson on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with There's No Other Like My Baby. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
There's a story I want you to know about my baby and how I love her so. Oh, there's no other like my baby. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, there's no other. Don't mean baby. Oh, no. Don't mean baby, oh no, no.
I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard Japan's female surf band Lulufin, the Woohoo, and the song Jellyfish from High Tide Recordings. Now, if you asked my wife Beth who her favorite member of the Beatles is, she would tell you Ringo Starr. So we both loved this track from the Currettes named R-I-N-G-O.
Hi, I'm Martin Curry.
And I'm Flavia Curry from the Currettes. And you're listening to Jamming James Riley on Catching a Wave.
Woo!
Singer and drummer from the Gripweeds, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave.
We will
from their latest deluxe edition of the album Dig, the Gripweeds, covering the Monkees for Pete's Sake. Now, that was the closing theme to the second and final season of the Monkees TV show, in case you're wondering where you heard that song before. Good time now to board the Catching a Wave time machine.
This is what makes time travel possible, the flux capacitor.
We've set our destination for the weekend, April the 30th, 1966. We'll hear some tunes on the Billboard Hot 100, including the song at the top. Coming in at number 32 is a song attributed as a solo single. Since his bandmates weren't able to sing on this one as they were out on tour, the label decided to release it as a solo single, but quickly released the next song we'll hear when it didn't chart high. The song does close the Pet Sounds album and is still a favorite among fans today. Coming in at number 32 for the week ending April the 30th, 1966, it's Brian Wilson and the tune Caroline No. Aboard the Catchin' a Wave time machine, and we're at our destination for the week ending April the 30th, 1966. Coming in at number 4 is a song I alluded to on the last one. It was rushed out when Caroline No wasn't performing like Capitol Records had hoped. This is an updated chord progression and some changed lyrics of the Kingston Trio's The Wreck of the John B., which they themselves changed it from the original The John B. Sales. It may have been an odd addition to Pet Sounds, but remains one of the most popular tunes in this band's discography. Coming in at number 4 for the week ending April the 30th, 1966, it's the Beach Boys and Sloop John B.
Hey, this is Al Jardine, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jam and James Riley. Surf's up.
We come on the Sloop John B. My grandfather and me around.
I wanna go home.
You're strapped in the Catching a Wave time machine, and we're about to hear the number one song for the week ending April the 30th, 1966. The song was first recorded by Lemmy B. Good, actually Canton, Ohio R&B singer Lemmy Snell, in March 1965, and written by Rudy Clark. The following month, it was recorded with different lyrics by R&B artist The Olympics, and the version reached number 81 on the Billboard Pop Singles chart, but it was this version by Garfield, New Jersey natives that would be the definitive version. At number one for the week ending April the 30th, 1966, it's the Young Rascals, who would shorten their name to The Rascals just 2 years later, and the tune, Good Lovin'.
This song is number one.
Number one.
Number one.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. Tune this week is a rock and roll instrumental from 1963 on Arlen Records from a one-hit wonder out of Massachusetts. They toured with Dion and Roy Orbison around this time. They appeared on Dick Clark's American Bandstand in October of 1963, and the song peaked at number 25 in November of that year. They wanted to do some vocal tracks, but the record company said no, and actually future singles flopped from the band. This is the Busters and their tune, Bust Out, on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Catching a Wave with Jam and James Riley.
Elvis tribute compilation, that's Little Sister by the Terror Surfs. The Supertones before that from the Wave Walkin' tribute project to the Surf Raiders. That was the song Curl Rider. Hey, I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.